Welcome to 6 Minute Stories, where you hear the writing of new voices and experienced writers whose submissions appear in the anthologies of the Personal Story Publishing Project. Now in Season 11, you will hear stories from our 12th collection, Foiled. Find links to 6 Minute Stories and to the Personal Story Publishing Project at randalljones.com. Everybody loves a good story. We hope you enjoy this one. If We Could Just Get Married, by Lorraine Martin Bennett. I always suspected my soon-to-be husband decided to marry me when he learned we had purchased the same make and model car on our meager cub reporter salaries at the old Atlanta Journal. His was a red Chevrolet Chevelle, straight transmission. Mine was navy blue, automatic transmission. Except for color and transmission, the cars were identical. But my payments were lower. I believe he decided then and there I might be a smart catch. Because we would be living together and working in the same office, he in sports, me in news, we decided we would only need one vehicle, therefore one car payment. He gave his car to his brother. We planned a December wedding in my hometown in the western North Carolina mountains. His task was to drive to the town on his day off, complete marriage license requirements, return to the city, and pick me up at the end of my 3:30 shift at the newspaper. At the appointed time, I waited, and waited, and waited. This was before cell phones, so I could not track him down and learn why he was late. After a half hour, I decided he had been detained. I took the city bus to the small apartment we had just rented. At that time, it contained my bedroom furniture, his television set, and that was all. In the apartment, I continued to wait, and wait, and wait. Our phone had not been installed at that point. About 8 o'clock, I decided I had paced enough worry steps across the bare floor. I would find a payphone and call my parents to learn when he might have left the town for the city. Just as I was about to walk out the door, I heard a tentative knock. To my great joy and relief, my fiancée was standing just beyond the threshold. "I'm in trouble," he said, barely looking me in the eye. "I drove your car off a mountain." He had, in fact, attempted to pass a pickup truck on a rain-slickin' two-lane road on Blood Mountain, no less. He later told me how eerie was the feeling as the car skidded off the road, went over the shoulder, no guardrail, trundled down the mountain between trees, and came to rest against a sapling. During his impromptu ride, the radio continued to play Merry Christmas music. He was uninjured, not a scratch, but his pride was badly damaged. The undercarriage of the car was not unscathed, however, but it was repairable. He hitched a ride into Atlanta with a friendly and sympathetic motorist. A few days later, we hired a wrecker and had the car pulled up the mountainside and taken for repairs. The day before the wedding, my intended arrived bringing the wedding cake from Atlanta. He was driving a brand new rented Plymouth Fury with every available gadget and gizmo. On the drive home from the evening rehearsal, the car stalled in the middle of the road. Wouldn't move an inch. The too many bells and whistles had exhausted the battery. For our quick honeymoon trip to Gatlinburg, Tennessee, we borrowed my father's car. That was only the beginning of our misadventures. After we had parked my dad's car and spent our first glorious newlywedded night at the Sidney James Motel, no longer in existence, but just $10, I believe, we discovered my husband's grandmother, who had come from Alabama to attend our wedding, had left her winter coat in the back seat of the car. To this day, no one has been able to tell me just how it came to be there. We were due back at our respective jobs in 2 days. No mercy was given to two mostly broke kids trying to start two new careers and a new marriage. Back home in our tiny one-bedroom apartment on Briarcliff Road in Atlanta, we had neither washer nor dryer in the unit. We trudged a couple of blocks to a coin-operated laundry to wash our essentials. One cold afternoon, we left the clothes in the dryer while we ran a few errands. When we returned, no clothes. What would any thief possibly want with damp underwear? Months and years later, long after the car's undercarriage was successfully repaired and the missing clothing replaced, we would laugh about our misadventures during that long December. Did they cement our marriage and prepare us for the twists and turns of decades together when my husband faced many health challenges? Did they give us a framework for coping with the ordeals waiting in our future? I believe they did. We lasted 54 years until I lost him in 2020. Copyright 2025, Lorraine Martin Bennett. Lorraine Martin Bennett is a print, web, and broadcast journalist from Murphy, North Carolina, who graduated with her high school journalism medal and received a scholarship to UNC Chapel Hill. Her reporting career includes the Atlanta Journal, Los Angeles Times, and in retirement, the Clay County Progress. She worked as assignment editor, news writer, copy editor, producer, and editorial manager before ending her career at CNN International. Her two published novels, Cat on a Black Moon and Darla, are available on Amazon, Kindle, Barnes & Noble, and other websites. A third novel is in the works. Read more about this writer and background on this story in a special feature of 6 Minute Stories called Author's Talk. Thank you for listening to another 6 Minute Story. You can read them all in the 12 anthologies of the Personal Story Publishing Project. Find the link to our online store at randalljones.com. That's RANDELL Jones.com. There you can learn about submitting your own story for consideration for our next Personal Story Publishing Project. And remember, everybody loves a good story.